It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Guys, I just want to say thank you for those who have been tuning into our show. It's been awesome. Just every time that I run into somebody, they're like, hey, I recognize your voice. I know who you are. You're the guy from the radio station. And I enjoy our conversations. You know, that's why I love what I do here is, you know, just sharing from the heart, sharing what's going around locally, sharing what's going around, you know, real life things. You know, there's a lot of, you know, negative things on social media, and there's just so much like doomsday scrolling, and it's this culture that's being built where people are just becoming zombified and, you know, not even look forward to having normal, legitimate conversations with another human being. But I just want to say, guys, that for those who I run into and those listeners that tune into our show every weekend, it's been awesome. It's been pleasant. And guys, today I want to talk about what's coming up in the winter months. Okay. I don't know, for some reason, it just seems like it's easier just to relax, you know, just probably because there's not much to do outside. But when it comes to, you know, the pumpkin spice, you know, themed everything, some people hate it, some people love it. But me, when it comes to this time of the year, like fall time, late fall, early winter, I like to do soups. I love to do soups, okay? I do an acorn squash soup. What I do is I take acorn squash from the co-op or get butternut squash, and I'll cut them in half, clean out the seeds, and then I'll cover it with salt and pepper and some garlic, and then I put some oil on top too, flip it upside down, bake for 400 degrees, put it there for about 45 minutes, and then I do the same with other vegetables, you know, onions, garlic, bell peppers, shallots, and just mix them together and then put them in the oven and let them roast too. And then I blend them together, put some heavy whipping cream, and voila, it's so good. But when it comes to the wintertime, I've noticed that we're a lot more laid back. Okay. Not everybody, because some of us, you know, we're running out there 24/7. We're answering calls. We're doing site visits. We're dealing with customers. There's just no break, no stop. But what I want to talk about, guys, is before you change the channel, I hope that you guys stay because this is important, okay? In Alaska, we are here to, you know, grow together as a good community, right? Building Alaska, what we do here is we want to create those connections. We want to create a healthy culture, not just for those who are listening, but for everybody around us, you know, our kids, our neighbors, our friends, our family members, our business partners, our coworkers, because everything that you create with your friends and family will rub off on other people wherever you go. And so what I want to do is I want to educate, okay? I want to talk about health specifically in the wintertime, okay? There's so many people who you relax and just kick it up and, you know, they consume so much sugar and so much bread and so many things that are affecting their health. And why I'm wanting to bring this up is because, guys, if you realize this, we have a long winter, right? And that winter can get pretty depressing. It can get pretty dry. It can get pretty boring. It can get pretty depressing. It doesn't have to be like that, okay? And I want to explain a few things that, you know, will help everybody get out of that, okay? It's not, just because it's winter, it doesn't mean that, oh, well, we don't have much sunlight. It's just meant to be to feel like this. No, there are plenty of ways to get out of that, okay? A lot of people feel sluggish. A lot of people feel drowsy and tired all the time, and they're just not full of energy, and they're, guys, if you realize every single morning, the lines get longer and longer as the winter comes. And then in the wintertime, the lines are so long at the coffee shops. It's because people are depending on energy, okay? So before we go any further, guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and we're talking about health for the wintertime, okay? So I'm a little bit of a health freak. My journey started in 2015, ended up going into a rehab center. And in 2015, I had a lot of problems physically, okay? My physical health was just horrible. It was, you know, breaking down. I had liver problems. I had gallbladder problems. I had kidney problems. I had stomach problems. I had intestinal problems and heart problems. I've had so many issues with my health, and it pushed me to go do my own research. At the time I met my wife, we were dating at the time, and she started to introduce me to health. And I started doing, you know, one step at a time. Guys, if you're on a health journey, you know, and you're getting discouraged, maybe you just jumped out of a diet or a cleanse or something, and you don't want to go back, guys, you can only handle as much as you can, right? So do one step at a time. Don't try to change absolutely everything. When I first started, the first thing that I cut out was bread. I didn't cut it out completely. I just traded. Instead of getting a regular Wonder Bread, I went and I started eating, you know, Dave's Killer Bread. And then I started going to other brands, and then I started making my own bread. And so, you know, one step at a time. And a lot of people think that, well, I don't know if I can do all this. This is it's too much. I don't have enough time in a day to make bread, make my own food, cook, clean, worry about all that stuff. And if you think about this, everybody who is alive today has 24 hours. What you do with that 24 hours is up to you, but everybody gets 24 hours. Okay? So you prioritize what's important. Okay? You prioritize what's important. And like I said, you start off small, one step at a time, and you go from there. But I started with bread. Bread was the biggest killer for me because, you know, I'll never forget this. When I was talking to a couple health freaks in 2015 about food, the biggest and best advice that I got for bread was the wider the bread, the faster you're dead. If you understand what's inside of our food now, okay, it's nothing like it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. Okay, we do not consume the same stuff that we've consumed before. And some of the brands that we still continue to consume, they've changed their ingredients. They might taste the same, they might look the same, but the ingredients have changed over time. Okay, guys, so we're gonna go into this health topic with a story, okay? I had a drinking problem long, long time ago. This was before rehab. And it was pretty rough. I would drink every single day, and it was pretty harsh. It was pretty harsh on my body. And my lifestyle was not healthy. I would consume McDonald's, you know, Pizza Hut, and just, you know, processed packaged foods all the time. Well, after rehab, I quit drinking, and my body started to catch up. Okay. I started to feel all that pain. I started to feel everything coming up. And so I started doing research, and I realized that my liver was shutting down. And what do I mean by that? My liver started to hurt. So on the right side, underneath your right rib, that's where your majority of your liver is. And so that started to hurt pretty bad. And then I started to notice that my nails started breaking, like literally just splitting and falling apart. They were brittle. My skin color was turning yellow. My eyes were like gold. It was just such a nasty time in my life. And I thought I was going to die. I felt like I was going to die. And so I quit drinking. And I ended up going online and finding out what the liver does and what the gallbladder does. So the gallbladder and the liver are connected together. And so the gallbladder and the liver, they work, you know, conjointly. They work jointly together for your overall health. And so what's going to happen is every single night, every single day that you go to sleep and you reset your cycle, 3% of your blood dies off in your liver. And so here's what happens. Everything that you consume, if it's synthetic, if it's through drugs, if it's through a medication, if it's through foods, if it's drinks, doesn't matter what it is. If you're consuming anything, it's going to go into your liver and your body's going to store that. It's going to compact it. It's going to make them really tight, really small. And it's going to make a concentrated little ball of all those toxins. And if the body's not in its right health state, it's not going to be able to push it out. And so if your body's not functioning properly and it's not getting the proper nutrition, it's not going to be able to push it out. So it'll store it. How many of you guys have had family members or maybe you yourself had to have your gallbladder removed because it was so filled that it ruptured and you had to go into emergency surgery to save your life? Okay. My mom had this issue, and I didn't know this until after I went through my cleanse. So I ended up doing some research and started to find out how the liver and the gallbladder work. And it's just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal that the human body is just such an awesome machine. Okay. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and we're talking about health. And the reason why I'm bringing up health is because in the wintertime, we tend to relax and consume more than what we should, right? We look forward to the, you know, the sugary sweets and the sugary drinks and the pumpkin spice this and the pumpkin spice that and all sorts of cakes, and just we indulge in so much food. Guys, your bodies are not designed to consume so much, okay? Yes, our bodies are pretty resilient, but we're not designed to consume so much food. Our ancestors didn't have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They didn't. They didn't need that, okay? The body doesn't need that much food in order to survive, okay? You know, our ancestors would fast regularly, okay? They were in their optimal state. They lived many, many years because they were taking care of their bodies. They were listening to their bodies. Nowadays, we don't really have that. But the reason why I'm bringing up the whole winter thing is, like I said, you know, we tend to consume more. We tend to stay more laid back. It becomes a problem. And then here's what's even worse is that without sun, you're not getting nutrition. You're not getting vitamins. You're not getting your daily dose of vitamin D. And so you're hoping and praying that you're going to get them out of some kind of your, you know, some food that you're consuming. So if you're not healthy, if you're not staying on top of your health game, your winter is going to be horrible. Okay. Going back to the story with the liver. So I ended up finding out that you could do a liver cleanse, okay? A liver cleanse is just, it's life-changing. It really, really is life-changing, okay? And so I've had conversations with a couple of different people, some doctors, and I've been told the same exact thing over and over, that in order to remove liver or gallbladder stones, you're going to have to surgically remove them. And I don't want that. I don't want the knife on my body. I don't want to go under the knife. I refuse to. And so I was desperate. I was like, what can I do besides going under the knife? And so I did some research and found out online there's a it's called Global Healing Center. Okay. Global Healing Center is an awesome doctor group, is super awesome. He's very knowledgeable. He has been doing this for so many years. He has quality tested, ingredients and vitamins and nutrition and cleanses and everything. And so I ended up doing that liver cleanse. Guys, the cleanse itself transformed not only my life, but the life of my family. I don't mean my brothers and sisters. I mean my uncles, my aunts, just everybody in my family who I told this story to. And so everybody saw me before this cleanse. And I didn't tell them I was going to do this cleanse because I didn't know if it was going to work or not. I didn't want to hype it up and just, you know, crash and fail. And so I ended up doing this liver cleanse, and I actually got to see the stones come out. If you follow the cleanse, you know, exactly the way that it instructs you, you're going to see these results. On the last day, I counted about, I would say about 200, just about 200 liver stones, not kidney stones, liver stones. Kidney stones go through your urinary tract, and that's going to be painful. But your liver stones and your gallbladder stones, that's where it really just opened up my eyes how much gets stored inside of the human body. Anything synthetic, you went to McDonald's, you went to Arby's, you went to this place, to that place, you eat, you know, seed oils, you consume bread, you consume anything that is not natural, anything that your body doesn't want to push out, it's going to store it. And over the years, it gets worse and worse and worse. And so if you consume a lot of, you know, for example, like a drug addict, if an alcoholic, in their liver and in their gallbladder, it's packed with toxic stones, okay? They're black, they're dark, they're nasty, and it's not good to have. And you know what's going to happen? Over the years, you're going to continue consume. And if you don't cleanse it off, you don't purge them out, and your body's not pushing them out, guess what's going to happen? It's going to inflame. It's going to build up so big like a balloon, and it's going to rupture, and it's going to leak into your bloodstream, and it could potentially kill you if it's not caught in time. So there's plenty of things you can do in the wintertime to take care of your health. You know, I take advantage of the winter seasons to do my health journey because I'm already relaxing. I'm not stressed out at work too much. I don't have too many moving parts in my life. I don't have to worry about too much. So it's a perfect time to slow down and to take care of my health. Guys, I'll tell you what happened. After my cleanse, my eyes went back to 20/20 vision, okay? I was able to see clear. This is per my results, okay? I'm not preaching to anyone. I'm not telling them this is exactly what's going to happen to you, but I'm telling you guys what my story is. My eyesight was returned back to 20/20, okay? My eyes didn't feel strained. They went back to white. My nails grew strong. They were healthy. They were not falling apart. And my skin color changed back. My hair, everything turned back to the way they were supposed to. Guys, I was so happy. And so what I started to do is I started to do this every single year. So you could do it a few times a year if you want. But what I recommend for everyone, guys, is to do a cleanse at least 2 times a year, different ones. So right now, actually, I'm currently doing my liver cleanse again. And I'm so happy because I'm cleansing my body. I'm getting my body ready. So that way I'm not only, you know, cleansing the organs, but I'm also losing weight and I'm going back to what I want to look like. Guys, don't go any further. Don't go running off. We're going to be right back. We're going to cut to a short break. Guys, I got some more information I'm going to share with you guys that could potentially save or change your life.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Guys, we left off on right before the break about the liver cleanse. Guys, before you start going into doing a liver cleanse, if you are on medication, please talk to your healthcare provider. Make sure that your doctor knows, just in case it might not be the right time for you to do a liver cleanse. So I want you guys to be aware that, you know, for everybody who is going through health issues, there are remedies, okay? One of the biggest downfalls in America is education, okay? Education is important for everything, for business, for family, for relationships, for mental health, for spirituality, everything. In every part of your life, knowledge and education is important. Okay. And this is what I want to be able to give to our audience, all of our listeners, is that if you're going through any kind of health issues, if you have lung problems, guys, I've done lung cleanses before. I used to be a smoker for a very long time. I was at almost three packs of cigarettes a day. I would smoke hookah too. And my lungs were constantly full of different kinds of smoke. So guys, there are ways to clean up your body. There are ways to heal your body. But the longer that you wait to take care of these things, the more complicated everything is going to become in the future. So if you got time right now and you're able to, guys, go out there and get your bodies taken care of. If you need more information, do research, okay? That's the one thing that people don't like to do. They don't want to, you know, go online and type in, okay, how can I clean up my liver? How can I clean up my kidneys, my colon? How can I take care of this? How can I do that? If you don't ask, you're not going to receive. Okay. And in winter time is I love winter because of this. I'm already slowing down mentally. I'm slowing down with the work a little bit and I got time. I got time. So why not take advantage? Okay. Here's another thing I want to talk about, guys. Some of you guys might be on, you know, some of you guys might be taking multivitamins, okay? I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a shocker, okay? When you guys go consume multivitamins and you guys go to like Walmart or Fred Meyer or Costco, okay, these mass-produced brands, you're not getting what you think, okay? When you go and you look at, you know, brands that have, okay, for example, vitamin C. Here's another, here's a really big one. Actual vitamin C that is derived by a clean sourced fruit is very difficult to find. And if you do, it's pretty expensive. And so people are like, well, I'm not going to go pay $40, $50 for a jar of vitamin C. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go, you know, consume emergency because it has 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I challenge you guys, the next time that you open up your bottle of multivitamins or you look at whatever you're about to consume, just turn around. Anything. I don't care if it's a drink. I don't care if it's crackers, bread, chips, pizza, boxed food, packaged food, processed food, whatever it may be. You know, even when you consume vitamins, look on the back, okay? Do your due diligence. You know, take care of your body by doing your part and read what's on that label. And if it's a good, honest company, it will disclose where it sourced its vitamins. For an example, when you look on the back of 90%, I would say maybe even a little bit more, of products that claim to have, you know, vitamin C in a large amount of them, look on the back, right where it says vitamin C. And you'll see they're supposed to tell you where it's derived from. And what you're going to see 9 out of 10 times is you'll see the words ascorbic acid. Guys, I'm not gonna spoil this for you right now, but I'm gonna ask you guys, if you guys really care about what's going on in your body and want to know if you're actually getting what you're paying for, go look up what ascorbic acid is and how it's created. Okay, I buy my stuff from Sunshine Health Foods. I get some stuff online from different companies because not every single company carries everything that's high quality. And sometimes, let's face it, you know, sometimes it's a little bit outside of our budget. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and we're talking about health, okay? Alaskans need to stay on top of their health game, okay? Winter is right here, and we want to make sure that we're taking care of our bodies before we start hitting those dark seasons or the dark nights. And so why am I bringing up vitamins? Guys, look, if you understand how vitamins work, right, companies need to make money. They need to make profit. If you guys understand the process of grabbing a product, you know, like fruits or vegetables, and extracting the vitamins and minerals out of them, It costs a lot. There's a lot of moving parts. There's, you know, there's tons of payroll. There's all this equipment that needs, you know, that has wear and tear, that needs maintenance from time to time. There's lights, there's permits, there's fees, there's all these things. So in order for a company to make money, they're going to have to charge if it's quality product. So in the mind, guys, always keep this in mind. You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. Okay. Let me give you guys some piece of information. When you consume any single product that's in pill or powder form, you get anywhere between, it depends on the body, 7 to 20% absorption. 7 to 20% absorption. That's nothing. Take that capsule next time. The next time you take a hard multivitamin, And look at that. Look at 20% of that. That's the most you will probably ever get out of that little thing. The rest you're gonna piss it out. Okay? Water soluble vitamins and minerals have a greater absorption. So if you can get in liquid form, that's for fast absorbing, you'll get more out of it than you would for powder or pill form. So when you have a compressed multivitamin, your body has to break that down. Here's another problem. Centrum, I think it was, for men. I remember when I first went into rehab. This was in 2015, 10 years ago. And I was asking, I was like, hey, what kind of vitamins do I get? And one of the guys over there was like, hey, look, I use Centrum. It's, you know, it's got all the vitamins and minerals you'll ever need for the men. And so I started taking it. Didn't feel anything different. I didn't experience anything different. In fact, I didn't even like it. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just do my research. Come to find out that those capsules, those pills that you get from Centrum for men and women now, they don't fully dissolve. So what's the point? If you do not know what's going on in your body and you don't know what those products do and how it affects your body and how it's absorbed, guys, you're going to be running around just clueless. And then you're going to get discouraged. You're like, well, what's the point? I'm going to die anyway. No, you can't do that. Okay? Don't get discouraged just because you're not educated. Start educating yourself now. Okay? Here's one of the biggest things that I've been telling a lot of people. Before you start doing all these, wasting money on vitamins and minerals and all these, you know, healthy products, you need to change your diet first. And I'm going to explain why. Okay? Inside of our guts, right? Inside of our intestines, majority of Americans, if not most Americans nowadays, are so gunked up. We have anywhere between 5 to 10 pounds on average of gunk and sludge that's built up on our stomach, our intestinal liner. Do you realize that your stomach is not the organ that extracts vitamins and minerals? Your stomach, it's the breakdown factory. It's supposed to break it down in order for it to go into your intestines and out the other way. And so what's going to happen is your body, when you consume something, it goes into your stomach, and your stomach is responsible to break it down so it can work with it. If you're not chewing properly and you're swallowing huge chunks of food, your body's not going to do its job properly. It's not going to extract what it needs to because you're overworking your stomach now, trying to break down all that. And then you're wondering why you're constipated and your stomach hurts and your intestines hurt and why you're passing gas so much. But here's what's going to happen. Okay. When you consume anything, okay, let's say that you're right now, let's say that you've never done health research. And let's say you've never taken vitamins and minerals and you know you need to, and you don't know where to start. Start by changing your lifestyle. If you think that a diet's going to work for you right now, you're going to fail in the future, right? Because diets are temporary. A lifestyle is different now. The choice of lifestyle, that's what's got to change. Diets are only jump starts to a little bit of a better life to live temporarily, okay? If you guys want longevity, okay, you got to change your lifestyle. Stop buying packaged food. Stop buying processed food. Stop buying food that has a list that's a book on the back of its ingredients. I don't eat gas station food anymore. I can't do it anymore. That stuff is just horrible for you. Next time you go to a gas station, go turn it around and look what's on the back of your ingredients. You think, why would they ever put so many ingredients in there? Anyways, that's a topic for a whole nother time. But here's what you need to do. Change your lifestyle. If you can't get rid of everything, start off small. Start from moving away from seed oils, vegetable oils, canola, all those oils. They'll destroy your mitochondria and your cells, guys, and they'll damage your body overall. Your body needs to be hydrated. Make sure you're drinking electrolytes. Make sure you are eating and consuming clean salt. And make sure you have enough water in your body, okay? Listen to your body, guys. That's how you're going to know. That's how you're going to know what's going on, is you got to listen to your body. Okay. If you want to start changing your health right now, guys, before you start paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars on vitamins and minerals, start by changing your lifestyle. After you feel comfortable, hey, I've changed a few things. I feel a little bit better. I feel like I don't need to consume as much. I'm moving away more from the sweets and the breads and all the heavy stuff. And I'm consuming and eating healthier options, then start looking into a cleanse. A cleanse will cleanse out your intestines. Why is it important for your intestines and your gut to be cleansed? Because that's where your nutrition is extracted from, your intestines, okay? If it's clogged, I don't care what you're spending. I don't care if you got the most insane, complicated complex of vitamins and minerals that's supposed to be so absorbent that you'll feel within hours. Your stomach, your intestines, your liver, your gallbladder, your kidneys need to be healthier, okay? In order for you to get optimal benefits out of what you're consuming, make sure that you're doing a cleanse, then start consuming your vitamins and minerals. It has to be like that, okay? We are so deficient in so many vitamins, okay? If you guys want to do more research, if you guys care about your health, start doing research. Go online, find out what reputable doctors are out there and holistic doctors that have been doing this for such a long time. And then I have testimonies that have products that are tested. You got to have sources. Here's another big one. If you go online, you're like, well, I have this problem. I want to do this. I want to change that. Guys, here's a big red flag. If you get only one answer, if you look up, okay, how to cleanse or how do I change this or that in my life, and you go on Google and you type it up and you go to the very first one, you failed. You need to understand that health is something that doesn't, okay, everybody's body is different. What works for some people may not work for others. So when you do research, you got to do a little bit more than just look up the first thing that pops up on Google. Do your part and take care of yourself. Guys, this show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. I hope that you guys have learned a couple things today. The biggest thing, guys, is take advantage of this winter season to work on your health. Okay, summer's coming up sooner than you think. and it's going to fly. It's going to fly. Take care of your bodies right now, guys. Take care of yourselves. Start asking questions. Go online. Do your research and be safe, guys. Just because you see something out there that's 100% guaranteed, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. Guys, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. Thanks for staying tuned in, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.